The number one investment that I could make is not, oh, starting to twiddle some money away so I could buy a $500,000 apartment. No, the number one investment that I would need to make and I could make would actually be myself.
Hello, and welcome to Build Your Remarkable Practice podcast. This podcast is dedicated to chiropractors who are in the seasons of launching and building their practice. Join myself, Dr. Lona, and my co-host, Dr. Bobby, as we have conversations each week as it relates to building the practice of your dreams. And remember, you can have a remarkable practice as part of a remarkable life, not instead of one. We're here to lead you on the way.
What's up, rock stars? Welcome back to the Build Your Remarkable Practice podcast with the amazing Dr. Lona Cook and myself, Dr. Bobby Lajasovic, where we come to you every single week, guys, about practical, actual implementable tips that you can put into your practice so you can build your office, you can grow your office, scale it, help more people, serve more people, make a bigger impact, and make a bigger income. Dr. Lona, what's happening, lady? How you doing?
I'm great. I was telling you earlier, I got to go on a second grade field trip today. So life is good. It was super fun. How about you, Bobby?
Oh, that's awesome. Second grade field trip, huh? You must have had your hands full.
Yes, I did. Not as much as when they were in kindergarten, though.
That's unreal. Yeah, I had a fabulous week as well. We had Mother's Day here on the weekend, which is pretty cool when you have an 18-month-old, I should say. So I was running around getting all the presents for the mums. And then I had my birthday the day after, so that was awesome, really cool.
I saw that. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. That was very exciting. And birthday was amazing. We had a huge day in practice. Literally on that Monday, we had 10 reports booked on the Monday shift, and we had 10 from technical starting chairs. So that was an awesome birthday present. I always love that part in the journey when someone decides to start care. It's so awesome because I'm so excited for the person. I know what's going to happen if they just follow what we tell them to do, right? I know what's going to happen when they make the decision. And I know that that step is the hardest step to make and everything gets easier from then on in, right? So I'm so pumped and so excited when I see someone start caring. You know, on Monday, just, you know, having 10 people and 10 reports and just seeing how their lives are going to change. I love that. It still excites me to this day, right, in practice so much. One of the most exciting things. So today, guys, we're going to be going deeper on our money series. So we were talking about mastering your money blueprint, which means making sure that you understand when you're setting up an office, everything from how much you're charging for your adjustments, how to build your care plan, how to build your financial plan. Make sure that your money model is set up properly and set up right before you start scaling anything. Okay. Don't just, oh, this is the average in my area. This chiropractor charges 60. This one charges 50. So I'll go right in the middle, maybe a little bit lower and charge 54. Because the reality is that person that's doing that in your area, 90% of them probably are broke and not doing it well, right? So you don't want to be modeling off something that's not working well. So if you haven't watched, guys, the previous episode, please watch the last episode prior to this first, because we're going to be going further now talking about mastering your money when it comes to chiropractic, when it comes to business, when it comes to your life. Dr. Lona, why don't you take us through what are we going to be chatting about today? What's part two of our money series going to be talking about?
I'd love to, Bobby. All right. So we're still talking about profitable practices. And today's topic is really about investing back into your practice and creating freedom by using your money in a strategic way so that you are leveraging time, energy, and money in the practice as you're building it. So, Bobby, I know you're a master at this. I'd love to have you kick it off and just give us some thoughts around how you perceive, you know, this idea of taking the energy that is money, because money is really energy. How do you look at investing and where do you invest it back into the practice?
Sure, I'd love to. So let me first highlight the problem. Here's the problem that I see in chiropractic, really. And I experienced a similar problem myself personally. You know, let me just tell you my journey very quickly. I was working in a supermarket while studying chiropractic for 6 years. Most of my friends, right, when I was in my early 20s studying chiropractic, were working in construction, earning $2,000 plus a week, right? And I was working in a supermarket making $300 a week. So the moment that I graduated, within like, you know, 8 to 12 months of that, started to figure things out. Wow, I cracked my first six-figure income. I was like, man, I'm making decent money, right? And so what do? You usually you know, you start to spend more, right? You spend more of that cash, and pretty soon you end up in this position where you're just spending more and you're not really kind of getting ahead. And then I'm looking around, I'm seeing peers around me, people that, you know, were earning even more, right? Twice as much as what I was, three times as much as what I was, if not more. And they were in a similar situation, right? Second to that, what I also started recognizing and realizing is here where I live, I'm in Sydney. And so anyone that knows like Sydney property prices know that it's like, it's insane. It's crazy, right? You want a house and like just a 3-bedroom, you know, okay house in an area in Sydney that's considered okay. We're talking like $2 million plus, you know? So around me, all my friends that were construction working for a long time, you know, they're buying apartments and, you know, then they're kind of trying to do up the apartments, trying to build equity in those apartments, right? And so one of the things that I recognize and realize is the number one investment that I can make in myself, and to this day, I still stand by this. The number one investment that I could make is not, oh, starting to screw some money away so I could buy a $500,000 apartment. No, the number one investment that I would need to make and I could make would actually be myself, right? So I look at investing and how you use money, which is stored energy, as like a pyramid. And the base foundation of the pyramid always, the best place that you can put your money is to put it into yourself, right? Because by putting it into yourself, you acquire skill sets and you acquire knowledge that, get this, no one can ever take away from you. Ever. No one can ever take away from you. This is why you get people that are like multi-millionaires and billionaires. They go bankrupt and broke and they become a billionaire again, or a millionaire again, right? Because you have that skill set. So I'm recognized in chiropractic, I could either play like this C-grade game and kind of get around like, okay, and maybe put myself in, you know, top 30% of society when it comes to income, or I could really invest in myself and put myself in like top 2% in society by really understanding the fundamentals of practice, of business, of acquisition, attraction, we call it, sales, conversion, we call it, retention, which is delivery of a product, and then scale through team building. So I always look at it as like first place to put your money, guys, even before you have any. My first coaching contract, I actually signed a contract. You know, I had, it cost me, it was $80,000 contract, and I had like 16 grand in my account. And I was like making $300 a week. So I was like, all right, let's do this. Let's rock and roll. So why don't you talk to me a little bit about, what are your thoughts on this? All right, I'm getting some money. I've got some cash in my account. Where's the first place that I should invest this now to start compounding things in this?
I 100% agree with what you just said there. And I had a similar experience where I had really no money to my name. I luckily didn't have bad debt. I had student loan debt coming out into practice, taking a business loan. And some of that first money I had, I think I had $25,000 still sitting there, was investing in consulting, that most of what I was taught, besides some good systems, was around money. And I really needed to understand money from a abundant mindset. So getting proper coaching around money is critical, and looking at it like accelerant and energy, and that you need to name where you want it to go. So for me, investing in my own acumen around money was part of that conversation, so I could rewire myself in a way that I could see money and its growth could be wielded in many ways in the world, but certainly in investing in my practice and what I wanted it to become. So investing back in self, and you may know, you know, when you look in the mirror, you know, like, how have I been stewarding my money up until this point? Because I will tell you, really how you think about money isn't going to change a lot unless you, you know, go to work on understanding your blueprint around money, like how you choose your thoughts around it, how you choose to look at the idea of what's a lot of money, what's a little bit of money. And a game I like to play is telling money where to go in a like playful way. So if someone handed you $100, what would you do with that $100? You have to name it immediately, right? So if I asked Bobby, he'd know immediately what he was going to do with $100. Then if I said, all right, Bobby, $1,000, $10,000. And likely Bobby could keep going as we just kept getting higher and higher, $1 million, $10 million, right? And wherever you kind of tap out that you can't get specific about it, that's probably where you realize like, okay, I've got some work to do, because money will go where we tell it to go. And so that was a lot of my, I guess, blueprint in understanding money, was understanding that it was energy and I needed to learn. I need to retrain myself around it and invest in myself understanding that to begin with.
Oh, I love that. That was so good. So you go, all right, $100, where would it go? $1,000, where would it go? Okay, and my mind immediately, here's my two answers against my mind. You gave me $100 right now, where would it go? Advertising inside my marketing, inside my chiropractic business. Because I know that I can acquire new patients for roughly around $35 a new patient. So that means I can get three with $100. The average person at office is worth about $4,000. So I could turn that $100, and let's say we convert 60%. So of the three, we convert two, right? That means one average person worth $4,500 just to make $9,000 out of $100. If you said, Robert, here's $1,000, I'll tell you where that would go, filling up a workshop. So we would have advertising fill a workshop. With $1,000, I could probably put between 30 to 40 people into a room that are all guests, like non-practice members. Even if you close half of them, let's call it 15. And let's say of those, half converted to care, seven times four, that's 14. We're looking at $28,000 right from the $1,000 that you spent. So if you look at that, we keep going, right? Right. It's $1,000, beautiful. Let's put on a chiropractor on because then we can vamp up our marketing more and we need to be able to serve more people, right? So, you know, we need to make sure we have 3 months worth of income at least.
And Bobby, I want to point out, because this is like, hopefully if you're listening, you caught on to this right away, but he obviously is investing that money and making more from it. But some people even might, they might be buying something. It doesn't mean that we're here to tell you what's wrong with it, but you might be buying a piece of equipment, or you might be buying a car, or spending it on something that you're not going to have anything left from it. So that's just part of, to like recognize, A, can my mind even recognize this quantity of money? You know, for most people, when I've done this exercise in a group setting, when we get past $1 million, most people kind of shut down. And they're certainly not thinking about what good can I do in the world? Which way can I make more money? Like, how can I like invest it back into a way that gives me more money? Most people are just like, oh yeah, I would take a trip and, you know, and then I would buy myself this.
100%. $1 million, easy learner. What I would do is I'd have a series of chiropractic offices, right? And then they'd all be assets that would work up, and then buy the real estate in front of those with the next 10 million, right? So you can start to compound the effects of it. I mean, the take home message, guys, here is the only reason why I know that is because guess what? I invested first in myself to understand the systems, marketing, attraction. That's why I can say I fill up a workshop. Guess what? If you start from the beginning, I had to learn how to fill a workshop. Maybe you're listening to this going, how the hell is he fill a workshop for $1,000? That's a skill set that you need to learn. Guess what? You can acquire that skill set with money. So that's why if you look at a pyramid, with the bottom of the pyramid being your base foundational investment, right? The best places to always look to be investing, guys, is in yourself and in your knowledge. Because when you build your knowledge up, you basically turn into an absolute rock star. You turn into a badass with understanding. And Napoleon Hill, in his famous book, Think and Grow Rich, one of the principles in Think and Grow Rich that he speaks about, in fact, I think it's the longest chapter of the book, is on specialized knowledge. And he said that the world doesn't reward very much general knowledge. If you're good at like a whole bunch of things, you're maybe good in trivia night, right, at the local bar. However, the world rewards in abundant specialized knowledge. So when you build knowledge in one area specifically, right, you'll go deep and you'll get rewarded in abundance. So always number one investment. You know, my friends were squirreling away $500 at a time, $1,000 at a time, like to put a deposit down for a unit, finally got $50,000 and we'll buy a $100,000 unit. You know, my wife and I, we're both chiropractors. We really worked hard investing into ourselves. And you know what? We bypassed the whole unit season, bypassed the whole Phillip townhouse season, just went straight into a house, right, on the beach, you know, in Sydney. And it's like, the only reason we were able to do that is, I don't say that to impress you, but to impress upon you, because like we just said, we're investing in ourselves. We're then investing in our business, which is step two of the pyramid. Once you're kind of investing in yourself consistently, where's the next place, Lana, we should look to start directing our funds and money so we can start compounding it?
Well, I think Bobby teed us up right there with his example of, you know, he didn't overnight know how to fill a workshop with, you know, butts in seats ready to like pay for chiropractic. It happened through getting knowledge of how do I do that? How do I market? So investing in your business is also simultaneously investing in yourself, but also the business needs different things, like whether that's I'm going to create a new position. I have to invest in hiring the right person and paying them the salary that then they can help me grow the business and leverage other people. Or maybe we need new technology. You know, maybe I need a better EHR system, or I need to invest in a marketing company. Like these are all ways that we will use money to secure the people who can help us continue to build the business. And I know for myself, kind of each stage in my development and understanding where my vision was going to grow into, I also had to realize like that's going to require more investment back into the business so that we can step into that. And seeing that as a good thing and knowing that it's going to pay off when you do it strategically.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So if you look at like a real life example of this, so I look at my own journey, I go, my first probably major investment in inverted commas, it was either $16,000 or $18,000 contract for like a coaching contract when I was in my final year of study. So I was a student and I speak to people all the time. They'll say, oh, I don't have money for coaching. I was talking to someone a few weeks ago that's launching a practice, right? And they're launching a practice again. So you know, they're a little bit concerned. They're like watching Penny, which I understand. Oh, no, we don't have money for coaching. And I'm like trying to pull my hair out. Like, why the hell are you opening up a business? Right. I mean, if you have that mentality as a starting off point, I don't have for this, I don't have for that, I'm going to say to you, don't open a business. Right. It's like you said, your abundance around it, it's like, you know what? I appreciate that's going to be key. I'm going to find the cash. I found that $18,000. Right. Then the next, and I was working as an associate for the first few months. Then I acquired skill set knowledge to that specialized knowledge, started making more income. My second major investment was my practice, which I bought for $45,000. So my first practice was $45,000, $60,000 by the time like all the expenses and everything were done and organized. And there I was in a practice that I took over that had 17 visits a week on it, right? Mm-hmm. Next major investment after that was we moved the practice and bought real estate that the practice was located in, right? Then we continued to expand by more of that, then more location, right? And then my personal house wasn't probably until like maybe the fifth or sixth investment like that we actually made. And, you know, looking back on that journey, it's like we invested in ourselves first, second part of the pyramid, then we invested in our business. So I could take that $80,000 that I was earning, $100,000 that I was earning, then turn it into multiples of that, right? So I could start making some serious cash. And then when I was making serious cash, I found it much easier to follow the advice of the richest man in Babylon. Even though I was trying to do that from day one and I was doing it from day one. You know, the old adage of pay yourself first, and every single paycheck, take the percentage out of what you earn, and that's paying you. Don't touch that. Like, that's before tax, that's before expense, that's before overhead, and continue to increase that percentage every single quarter. And as you build your skill set, you're double-ending the deal. You're building a skill set so you'll start earning more, okay? And that percentage starts creeping up as well. And now it's a larger percentage on a larger amount. Suddenly your war chest that you can actually go invest with starts to grow at a pretty considerable rate, right?
That's so good. I think for me, a teacher that has been influential is John DeMartini. He's also a chiropractor, on his concepts around money and paying yourself a little bit more each quarter into like certain buckets and keeping track of everything you want to appreciate. And so, you know, Bobby, like you, I remember one of the things that stands out in my mind when I look back on that like first year of practice was, you know, hiring a CA and paying her before I was able to pay myself. And that was felt like just really ballsy. And yet I knew I needed to do it, where it was like, I don't want to be in here alone. I need to have an assistant here. Like, it felt official to me to hire before I was ready and to know that I was going to provide a like paycheck for this person before I even could pay myself, really. And I think like that's investing, right? I was investing in, we were going to do this thing. We were going to keep growing it. And then there became like where I really realized that, you know, I was 25 when I opened my first practice and I wasn't married. I didn't have kids. And so like, as I started to grow the practice and serve people, there was going to be abundance starting to come into my life in bigger quantities than I had been used to as we kept growing. And so recognizing too, that's where your money blueprint of like, what do I do with the money once it is in, you know, siphoned from the business now into my personal checking, you know, like Bobby was saying, like, am I going to save some for myself first? Am I going to pay it towards debt that's high interest? Like, understanding what debt means to you too. Most of us have very little understanding about interest rates and debt and what that does over the long run. So just knowing that with YouTube and everything, you've got so many avenues to learn more about what is actually happening with your money.
Yeah. And I love those real life examples that you just used, Delano. You're like, all right, I'm going to hire a CA. So what you recognize is, business has some cash in it. I could take that cash out now and go and buy myself, a water bottle cooler. Or I could take that cash and come and say, oh, you know what? let me invest that into a CA, because I know if I find someone that's awesome, I train up, right up, or into it, right? Now what I've got is I've got the time and the energy of two people, myself and someone else. That's called leverage. And then I'll give that person the right tasks, which obviously you can get trained and coached. What are the tasks to give to that person? And then suddenly we can get twice the amount of work done, right? Or even better, 1 + 1 = 3. If suddenly you have two people, you don't even get twice the amount of work done, guys. You get more than twice the amount of work done, because 1 + 1 = 3. That's the mastermind effect. So I love those real life examples. Let me give you another one of these examples, right? I've had money, like you said, you know, that sits in the business account building up, but you could totally take it out, right? Or you could say, no, you know what? I want to learn this skill set of, in the beginning for me, it was like, I've always been in coaching, but early days, I was like, all right, I want to learn skills for building practice, attraction, conversion, retention. So I'm going to take, you know, $15,000, and rather than putting that into my personal account that I'll just go buy silly things with, quite frankly, especially at that age, I'm going to use it to hire a coach, commit to something properly, and actually fully show up like immersed to those calls, to live trainings, and make sure that I'm taking that on board, right? That was a live example for me. That took us to our first meeting inside of our office, just really going head down, ass up with that, right? Then after that, I was like, oh, well, you know what? I learned the system now. This is pretty good. I can kind of stay on that level. Like, well, no, let me now take a large sum of money and invest in coaching again, but learning the business side of chiropractic, right? So that's the CEO, the scale side of chiropractic, learning now how to take the practice and turn it into a business that isn't reliant on me. That was the next thing. I'll tell you another example. I remember at one stage, I was like, oh, x-ray machine. We need an x-ray machine. It's $75,000. We had a radiologist learner next door. Literally, it was like our suite. Then there was like two suites. One has a physical therapist in there. The other suite is empty. And then the following one is a radiology clinic, right? Okay. And so these guys loved us. They were like, oh, you know, these guys are sending like all dozens and dozens of x-rays every single week to us. And it was easy for us. We could just send someone straight there. So for years, I was kind of like, oh, I don't need an x-ray machine. It's $80,000. I'll just keep the 80 grand, right? But then as I started to look at my statistics, what I recognized is, oh, our day two show up rates, right? We're sitting at roughly like 82 to 85%. I was like, that's low, right? And here's what I started to recognize when I dug deeper. That radiology clinic would shut at 5 o'clock, right? And the last x-rays would be at 4:30. Our practice goes to 6:45 and our special appointments, new patients are at 4:35, 5:30, right? And techs are usually seeing you in the middle of a shift after work. So all these people couldn't go and get their x-rays done straight away, right? Straight after the consult. So what they were doing is we're relying on them to make an appointment and do the x-ray before the report of findings, right? And guess what happens? I haven't done my x-rays yet. So just, yeah, can we reschedule? Can we change? Can we reschedule? I haven't done my x-rays yet. It created this extra step. So I sat there and I worked out and I was like, okay, you have 1,000 new patients over the course of a year. And 15% of those don't actually show up to the report of finding. That's 150 people. And I'm sitting here going, I don't want to buy an x-ray machine for 80 grand, right? I was like, that day, sign a check on your x-ray machine, 80,000.
That's awesome.
Right. Yeah. You're like losing that money. You're like, I don't know if I have an x-ray in-house there. Bang, straight x-ray, build urgency back at x-ray. Wow, this tells us exactly what's going on. It's great that we got this. Hey, I want you back in here ASAP. We want to go through this together so we can take you through exactly what's happening. What's the best plan of that? Like that urgency goes next level and suddenly our day two shock rates go from 80, 81, 85%, bang, up to 97, 98% because people want to see their findings, right? Mm-hmm. So I love what Dr. Franson says about this when he says, spend the money you're going to lose. That was the case if I'm losing all this cash, right? Just spend the money you're going to lose.
Yep. So true. Whether we're talking about hiring the right employee, paying them properly, or like Bobby gave a beautiful example there, most of us need to take the time to understand that, right? Like, what am I losing by not making this decision? We get so fixated on the 80,000 or the upfront cost that we don't realize we're like, you know, sabotaging our business growth, sabotaging the amount of people we can see because we're not making proper business decisions. And it's understandable. Most of us did not go into chiropractic thinking we had to become entrepreneurs in the process. But you're listening to this podcast, so likely you are finding yourself in that position. And this is where you have to rewire how you think about some of these things.
Yeah, 100%. I used to do calculation right then when you were talking and I was like, all right, so that's 150 extra people that got their reports now as a result of us having x-rays right there on the spot, right? Let's say half of them convert 75. and the average lifetime client value is $4,000, that's $300,000 you put into the business, right? $300K. There's your deposit on a freaking house, a deposit, 10% deposit on $3 million property, right? And you look at the ROI on that, it's like absolutely crazy and absolutely insane. So, you know, when someone squirreling away money, they don't want to invest themselves because they're trying to save for a deposit, right? I'm like, man, invest that into yourself, turn yourself into a machine, then invest that into your business, turn your business into an absolute rock star enterprise, right? And then you'll have abundant cash flow to start buying things that you want, right? Which I call that the top level of the pyramid. And the top level of the pyramid is, you know, as you, how do I rephrase this? I feel very blessed and privileged that in chiropractic, we absolutely have the potential and the skill set to earn very good cash, right? Part of the repercussions of doing amazing work is probably the chiropractors, right? We should be the best paid doctors in town because we do the most important work keeping people healthy. And so here's the beautiful thing. You do, guys, have at your disposal something that, you know what, you could earn wild amounts of cash, well beyond what I ever thought was coping, right? In my mind, what I used to think, you know, was good compared to like what's actually possible, it's huge, it's massive. So it's like when you learn the skill sets, when you learn the business side of things, okay, then the top part of the pyramid is, okay, you can start investing and taking that, whether you want to start locking away and securing assets inside of property, whether you want to have distribution like People Advise, right, where you can have stocks and bonds and, you know, you want to get more high risk, potential high growth like crypto, and you want to go down those routes, great, road, that's cool too, right? But I'm like, turn yourself into a money-making machine where you're not looking at every single dollar, and instead, the dollars are working for you because you've got so many of them and you're looking after them so well, like what you were talking about earlier.
So good. And you can just like rest in knowing that when your heart is like to serve people and you're going to do it to like top-notch level, like you're delivering life-changing adjustments, like you should reap the benefits, right? So, you know, this lifestyle that we can create also comes because so many other people are winning in the process, right?
You know, you mentioned John DeMartini earlier, and he's a big, great teacher for us as well. I remember one of the things that he taught us is, you know, when you can absolutely, inside a service industry, like give the best version of yourself, when you come from a place, the money's no longer an issue for you. So when you become completely financially free, you operate differently, okay? In fact, many people think, oh, they become financially free, I'm going to sit back on the beach and do nothing. No, when people actually service hard like that, the opposite happens. When they become financially free, they actually, they 10X what they're doing because it's no longer about the money. Their needs are being met, right?
They're not having the $80,000 question in their mind at that point, right?
Exactly right. Exactly right. They're not having an $80,000 question in their mind, 100%, right? So on that, I know we've got an episode coming up next, which is the top five money mistakes chiropractors make. So we want to highlight for you guys the top five mistakes so you can catch yourself out whether you're making these mistakes, right? We'll be going through that on our next episode. Make sure you watch that. Elena, any thoughts, any words of advice or any action steps? If I'm listening to this and going, all right, cool. You know, maybe I'm pondering in my mind. I'm thinking about doing a coaching program. I'm thinking about doing this event or seminar. I'm not sure whether to buy a practice or a business. What advice would you give someone? Should I save my money and look to buy a property first? What would you say?
I think it has to come from just like we can't give you your vision. You got to like spend that time to connect within and ask yourself, like, what is my version of success look like here? What do I truly want? What am I going to be excited to pursue and become, you know, that version of myself that I've invested in to make that happen, right? So this is part of the mindset, is knowing like the iterations of you that you get to become in order to fulfill that vision, right? And that's the exciting part. That's the journey. And so just know like next step, what's the next step? And then answer that question as you're on that path.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Love it. Cool. You guys are fantastic, guys. I really love these episodes and I love talking about this money series because it's so important and soft and a taboo topic people don't like talking about, but you've got to get the money right. And as you do, you just become an even better version of delivering the product, delivering the service, delivering the purpose that you do. So if you guys got questions about this, guys, or you want to invest in yourself and you want to actually start making some next level changes, next level impact, guys, reach out to us. You can reach out to either myself or Dr. Lona. It's either Dr. Lona or Dr. Bobby at remarkablepractice.com or in the show notes. There'll be a link there. Jump on. Let's have a chat. Let's find out where you guys are at. Let's work out what season you're at. Let's work out what's kind of keeping you at that level. And then most importantly, let's work out what's required to break through to the next level and beyond so you can start becoming the best version of yourself. McGlona, you've been amazing. Awesome. Great doing this call with you. And we'll catch you guys really soon.
Right back at you. See you soon.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Build Your Remarkable Practice podcast. Remember, what the world needs now is chiropractic, and what chiropractic needs now is more successful chiropractors. If you like the podcast, please subscribe, share with your friends, and leave us a review. And if you'd like to connect with us personally, please click the links in the show notes to schedule a call.